Now I want to tap on another part of money that usually upsets us. I want you to get a pile of your bills for heat, for rent, for student loans, your mortgage, anything. Get some bills out of the drawer and put them in front of you. This is really, really important. Maybe a tax bill needs to be there. Take a look at them. How do you feel? You're looking at these bills. Look at the numbers. You know you have to pay them every single month. So the first thing you do is measure and look for the tension in your body. Where is it? I've asked you to look at a pile of bills. Who likes to look at bills? No one. But if you have complicated, upset, disturbing feelings about paying your bills, that contributes to your overall vibration and energy about money. And we're trying to clean it up. So as you look at your bills, and maybe there's one that really gets to you, maybe it's a tax bill or a mortgage or your rent or a student loan. Look at them, which one really gets to you? And when you look at it, how do you feel? I think I'm going to use the word resentment because that's come up with a lot of my students where they feel resentful about having to pay taxes and resentful about rent, even though they know that's what we all do. So look at the bill. If resentment isn't the right word for you, then change it. As a tapping target, you've got the bills in front of you. Measure the intensity of your emotion about these bills. Maybe it's about not enough and that you don't have enough. Maybe you just feel anxiety about the thought of paying bills. Maybe you feel angry and resentful. I think what I'll do is an overall anxiety. Maybe more of you could relate to that. So say out loud, I feel anxious when I see my bills and think about paying them. 0 to 10, 10 being the highest, how anxious are you? And we'll start tapping. Karate chop point. Even though I feel intense anxiety when I look at all these bills, I deeply and profoundly accept myself anyway. Even though I feel intense anxiety when I look at all these bills, I deeply and profoundly accept who I am. Even though I feel intense anxiety when I look at these bills, I accept who I am. No matter what. Eyebrow. This intense anxiety. Side of the eye. I don't want to look at these bills. Under the eye. I don't want to pay them. Under the nose. All this anxiety about paying bills. Chin. All this anxiety about paying the bills. Collarbone, I can feel the anxiety in my body. Under the arm, all this anxiety about paying bills. Top of the head, all this anxiety about paying bills. Good, take a deep breath. And look at the prop again. Look at the bills in front of you. How does the anxiety feel now? Now, nothing's changed in your life, but what we're doing is changing the energy. See if you can measure it now. Did the anxiety go down at all? And think about where you got this. I just had a memory of my father paying bills when we were kids. It was awful. He was always in a bad mood when he had to pay the bills, and he'd find something on there that we had shopped for, or my mother had bought for us, something small for school, and there just wasn't enough money. So he was tense and uptight and cranky when he had to pay the bills. So just see if there are any memories that come up about your childhood, about bill paying. What does it mean? What happens if you get a late bill and a late charge? Let's tap on that again and continue to reduce the intensity of the anxiety. So look at the bills again, or the one, let's say there was one that made you really upset. Start tapping. Karate chop point. Even though I still feel this anxiety and tension about paying my bills, I deeply and profoundly accept who I am. Even though I still feel this tension and anxiety about paying bills, I accept who I am and how I feel. Even though I still feel anxious and irritable when I look at my bills, and I don't want to have to pay them, I deeply and profoundly accept myself anyway. Eyebrow, I feel anxious when I think of paying the bills. Side of the eye, I don't want to have to pay my bills. Under the eye, what if there's not enough? Under the nose, I'm afraid there's not enough to pay my bills. Chin, what if there's not enough? Collarbone, no wonder I feel anxious about paying my bills. Under the arm, no wonder I feel anxious about paying my bills. Top of the head, just the topic and looking at my bills makes me uptight. Good, take a breath. Now look at the bills again. See if you can measure 0 to 10. How's that anxiety in your body now? Has it moved to a different area? Has the number gone down? Has the anxiety been replaced with another emotion? Anger, resentment, sadness, fear. If you have too many strong emotions about paying bills, you contaminate your energy around money. That's why we want to keep tapping on it. So let's try again. Karate chop point. Even though I have all this anxiety about paying bills, I deeply and profoundly accept myself anyway. Even though I feel stuck when I go to pay my bills, I accept who I am and how I feel. Even though I know my energy around money is confused when I think of paying bills, I accept who I am and how I feel. Eyebrow, my anxiety around paying bills. Side of the eye, I resent paying my bills. Under the eye, I feel blocked emotionally about paying my bills. Under the nose, there are so many feelings about paying my bills. Chin, I didn't realize how many feelings I had about paying bills. Collarbone, I hate paying bills. Under the arm, I've always hated paying bills. Top of the head, especially taxes. Eyebrow, I resent paying bills. Side of the eye, I don't want more money to go out. Under the eye, I need more money coming in. Under the nose, I resent paying all these bills. Collarbone, I don't want to have to put more money out. Collarbone, I don't think I have enough as it is. Under the arm, look at all those bills. Top of the head, everybody wants something from me. Good, take a breath. And measure again. All this anxiety about having to pay bills. How does that feel on the 0 to 10 point scale? And if any of those other additional comments that I said spoke to you, that could be another tappable issue. When I said, everybody wants something from me. There's always something. Or, as I said, it could trigger this feeling of, but there's not enough going in and out. Eyebrow, there's not enough coming in. Side of the eye, there's too much money going out. Under the eye, there's not enough money coming in. Under the nose, there's not enough money coming in. Chin, no wonder I feel fearful about paying my bills. Collarbone, I'm afraid to pay bills. Under the arm, what if there's not enough? Top of the head, I'm afraid to pay the bills. Eyebrow, what if there is enough? Side of the eye, what if I could calm down when I pay the bills? Under the eye, what if I could feel calm and relaxed whenever I pull out my checkbook? Under the nose, what if I could feel calm and peaceful when I pay online? Chin point, I want to feel calm even when I pay the bills. Collarbone, I want to clean up my energy around the bills. Under the arm, I want to feel strong and confident even when I pay the bills. Top of the head, I choose to feel calm and peaceful even when I'm paying bills. Good. Take a deep breath. And look at that pile of bills one last time, or the big bill that really bothers you. Take a look at it. Measure the anxiety in your system or the fear, 0 to 10. Hopefully it's gone down considerably by now. And you can continue tapping on any of these props that give you a charge in your body. Remember, what we're trying to do is release negative energy connected to money, finances, property, anything like that. So when we reduce the negative feelings, money becomes money. It becomes an energy of exchange that we need in our society, but you can disconnect it from anger, resentment, guilt, poverty, feelings of anxiety or tension. It's incredibly useful. So you may want to do these exercises several times on the cash and the money and the currency and the bills. Keep tapping until those topics, those words, those props, the cash doesn't trigger you. That's what we want, a clean, smooth feeling inside of you, even if you have to pay the bills.